This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava. This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.
Aloha, and welcome to another episode of HNN Overtime, the Hawaii News Now sports podcast, coming to you from the HNN Digital Center. I'm Kyle Chenin, joined, as always, by Sienna Pilliton, Davis Pittner. It's a Friday, y'all. What's
yes.
up?
Yes.
Friday.
It's not a morning podcast.
Definitely not a morning podcast.
That's all that matters.
We're all kind of color coordinated today, too.
We're all right. A little black and white.
A little black and gray, yeah.
Look at that.
A little slick.
It's like we planned it.
But we didn't.
But we didn't.
We did not. Busy weekend for sure coming up in sports. Yeah. It was a busy weekend prior. Follow that up with another busy weekend. We're going to get right into
just busy
it.
Busy overall.
Busy.
Yeah.
You've been busy, but we'll talk about that.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little
Shout
bit.
Shout out to this guy.
Really
good.
Literally get a load of this guy because you're going to get a lot of this guy's work next week. Trust me.
I was trying to figure out where that was going.
I didn't know where it was going either. I didn't know either. But we're going to start things off in Mauna for the Rainbow Warriors volleyball team senior night.
It was a fast season.
It was. And it's so weird that we're talking senior night. It's just the way that their schedule worked because they end the year with or the regular season rather with two weekends on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, you know, second to last or last weekend of the regular season would be senior night, but just the way the schedule worked out that there it's already senior night, but it is the number five, the newly made number five Rainbow Warriors taking on the number 20 UC Santa Barbara Gauchos. We talked about it a little bit last week just with the loss to CSUN over the past weekend. They dropped to number five for the first time out of the top four for the first time since 2018. So kind of interesting spot for this team to be in, but they seem pretty confident and they're going to be honoring six seniors this weekend. Some big names too going through the program.
Yeah.
You have Guilherme Voss, Chaz Galloway, and then obviously Spyros Hakkas will be honored as well on Saturday, even though, you know, he's been rehabbing and dealing with his lower leg injury.
Yeah.
It's kind of
crazy. I mean, these guys are all such star players and such big parts to the team. And, I mean, it's going to be cool to recognize these guys and, you know, just going to see a good game out of it, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they are wearing special jerseys.
Yes,
oh, they are wearing special.
Let me pull that up. You got that?
Oh, look at that.
Of course he got it.
Of course.
Davis is always
They're called the exclusive Excite jerseys, and they are going to be auctioned off to support the Hawaii Athletics Scholarship Fund as well.
I saw the website for the auction site, and it's pretty cool. You know, they have these jerseys up for sale. They have some of the other alternates that they've worn throughout the year with the military appreciation, even some of the throwbacks. So I like that. I think this is like the most alternates this team has had in like a single year.
We were talking about it last time,
too.
I mean, this is just so cool. Just coming out with different jerseys. It really is like Oregon where they're just having a different outfit.
Ooh.
It seems like every Go Ducks.
I like that you said outfit.
Yeah,
it is an outfit.
For all of you.
It's very.
I can see it.
Speaking of outfits, our web producer Kaylin, I love her. She's so sweet. But yeah, when we're talking like Super Bowl or like a big sporting event, we're over Super Bowl Sunday, and then she's like, so, like, who determines, like, which team's outfits they're wearing? Like,
she also, like, is wondering why there's not a team dressed in pink.
That's true.
I mean, I don't have the answer for her. That's the thing is, like, she's not wrong.
She's not.
Yeah.
But she wants a pink team.
That's true. I mean,
I do always look forward to October.
That's true. That's when they come out, especially college.
Mm-hmm. Especially college. I like when I was playing, I always loved coming out with the pink gear.
Me and Davis are on the same wavelength. The moment we had a game in October.
What, tape the wrists in pink?
Yeah,
tape.
Yeah.
Same.
Back when we had Sports Authority here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were the days.
I miss a good Sports Authority.
Sports Authority was where it's at.
Cleats, gloves.
Yep.
Towels. Yep. Like, I used to get swagged out. Mm-hmm. And then, you have to go before October hits. Find the pink tape because, if you try and go in October, they're gone.
Yeah.
It's sold out. We planning from the summer. We got the pink hair ties, the pink headbands. You got to go drift out. Tie-dye even.
Tie-dye?
Yes.
What?
Do you guys coordinate this week is we're doing this color with the bow.
Yes. And we always have our hair in the same. It's just so drama and so extra, but it's what makes it so fun. We're going to all do one braid. And then at the end of it, we'll have a little pink bow. And then the next game, we'll do two braids. It's just fun things. But it makes sports.
I will say my senior year, our offensive line, the front five, we had this thing where for games, we would all wear all white socks and leggings.
Oh, wow.
Because we wore knee braces, so it was really more so they were covered.
Of course you did.
But it was the white, leggings with the socks to cover, so it was all white with the knee braces, with the white pants.
We
had that unison going a little bit.
Wow.
But I was really the only one that rocked pink on the line, so I had the laces, I switched up the socks, I didn't listen to them, and then the tape.
Gotta have the laces.
Gotta have it.
Gots to. I mean, and then I think in college, too, because our alternate color, the primary was blue. And then yellow was also part of it. But, for homecoming, we would go yellow as the primary. So that's always fun when we can, yellow gloves and, some pop.
Yeah.
A little color rush.
I like some color rush.
Yeah.
Not all the color rushes like there were in the past with the NFL.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think we talked. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. We talked about this one other time. Yeah. Jacksonville. But honestly, these jerseys, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool. I just like the little rainbows.
It looks scattered
throughout.
The Aloha shirts we'd be wearing.
Yeah, it does.
Right? It gives Aloha shirt. Yeah,
it does.
In the best way possible.
Yes.
And then, interesting design choice. I will say, interesting with the Hawaii. I would have.
Yeah, people were like, why does it say Hawaii twice? Yeah. I just don't know. But I like it.
It's new. Yeah, it's different.
It is different.
Yeah, and I think it's cool. You have they have the retros this year. They have their primary look. They have a military appreciation. They have the state flag. And then now, this is their fourth iteration, so they can get creative with it, and they can kind of throw something out there and see what sticks. You know what I'm saying?
We zoo know what you're saying.
And, it's going to be cool to see. I think tonight they're wearing white, their usual home whites.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be in those. I will say, I've always thought about this the last couple times that UH has worn alternates. I do feel really bad for Ileu Choi because he's a libero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he really technically never,
feel bad for the liberos.
Never gets to wear them with the rest of the team. I did notice, though, that if the team is either wearing their traditional black uniforms.
Yeah.
And he has to be in white. He'll wear the retro white. Mm-hmm. So it's something that he gets to wear. But I just always think the team gets to wear the new jerseys.
Yeah.
But unfortunately not Ileu.
He makes something special for the libero.
Yeah,
it should be a white version.
It should be
a
white version
of
it, right?
Color.
Think about the liberos.
You would think that would be a hotter ticket auction item because it's one of one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you would think that actually would be good. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
You know,
see lots of bids going for that one. Look at that, Kyle.
We're just
you should start.
We're
something.
Brainstorming here.
This is brainstorming.
There should be the agent in overtime UH jersey.
Oh my goodness.
That wouldn't.
It'd be like the Hawaii, but it would be like H&N,
overtime,
and then
overtime.
There it is.
I mean, our colors are close enough, right?
Pink and green.
Oh, pink and green.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute.
And, like, people might think that's this not a good combo.
But brainstorming
but
happening
Oregon
right
literally
here.
Has done yeah. that, green and pink. Yeah. So,
and it's looked good for them.
It has looked good for them. There, I don't think there's ever a uniform, maybe I'm a little biased, that Oregon has rolled out that they don't look good in.
That's fair enough.
And even our little brothers in Corvallis, Oregon State.
Oh, okay.
My actual little brother goes to Oregon State, so I can say that. But I mean, orange and black, yep. classic as well.
It's
so
good.
They back to the game a little bit. 7 p.m. Saturday at the Stan for senior night against the Gauchos. The senior night festivities always packed, kind of crazy. So you know, just be aware of that. Be respectful when the ceremony is going on, and even during the game because it's going to be another packed game as well.
Should be exciting.
Should be.
And also, we have to be very excited about another UH team.
Oh, yeah.
We got to stick on the theme of UH.
Yes.
So switching subjects, everyone, we got to talk about their swim team over here. The men's swim team just participated in the Division I Men's Swimming and Diving Championships. Now, what's cool about this is that this was the Hawaii's first Warrior 200 free relay at the NCAAs in 23 years.
Wow.
That is according to UH. Thank you for those stats. That was also the third time breaking this record in the last 4 months. 2.2 seconds dropped this season. They placed 17th overall. What a cool thing. I mean, 23 years.
Yeah, shout out to them.
That's crazy, right? Shout out to those guys. I mean, I feel like swimming isn't that big of a sport that we kind of talk about that often. Right?
I'm not too sure who the SID is for swimming and diving. So that's kind of the
It's Jason, right? It's Jason.
Probably.
So shout out to Jason.
Yeah, shout out Jason Kaneshiro.
Yeah, we definitely don't talk about these teams, but congratulations to them.
Yeah,
I
give
actually
a
did
out.
Reach out to Jason to hopefully potentially set up some sort of interview with a couple of these guys to get them their coverage as well. Because,
they
be doing great things.
They
really do deserve it. And this is huge for UH sports. And so congrats to them. We are very proud of you.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool, like, especially for swimming and diving as far as the sports go. It's really almost that time where those kinds of sports really get center stage. You know, Paris is coming up.
Yeah.
You have swimming and diving in
That's
the Olympics.
True.
And all that. So, I mean, pretty cool. Pretty cool to see them do that. And shout out to them and a big congrats.
Absolutely. Should be cool. All right, shifting to basketball now. We got to talk about a player that is making headlines lately. And not just for her play in basketball.
Yeah.
But for something else. There might be other reasons for her being in the headlines, but there's 5 million reasons right now.
Oh, that's a lot of reasons.
That's a lot of reasons. I was trying to come up with a better transition there. It didn't go that well. But, yes, Caitlin Clark, the standout from Iowa.
Amazing.
She is player in basketball right now. Everyone has heard of her practically, but something crazy in the headlines recently. She has been offered $5 million to play in the Big Three. So the Big Three is a 12-team professional league for 3-on-3 basketball, for those of you who don't know. But she is in a little bit of a dilemma, though, because she can participate in this, but it's also around the same time that the Final Four are, I believe. So,
I don't know, girl.
Granted, they haven't made it to the Final Four yet. So this weekend, they're going into the Elite Eight. So they're facing off against Colorado. But if they do make it to that point, there's going to have to be some decision making there between going over to Ice Cube in the Big Three or playing with your team in the Final Four. So
I know my answer.
Yeah.
Sienna, what's your answer?
I would play with my team.
Absolutely.
I think you have to.
Especially because she's so great. This will not be her last offer ever in this world. Like, after she finishes college and goes on to whatever she ends up doing, if she does go to the WNBA or whatever else she will get opportunities. She's so great.
Right.
Like, every NIL, every business, like, everybody wants to work with her. Like, you don't need Ice Cube's money right now, girl. Go play with your team.
Right. Go get revenge on the LSU Tigers. Like,
go Tigers.
There was a lot of heat from last year's tournament, and I mean, she made it clear that they were determined, as far as the Iowa Hawkeyes go, to go and get that title. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I agree with C. Like, there's no way. There's no amount of money, if you're a true competitor, that we think that Caitlin Clark is, will get you to leave your team in the middle of the tournament. And
it
was funny.
I don't think. Yeah. I don't think she's going to do it. They had a press conference, and she was a reporter asked her about it. And she, you know, she said, like, oh, I found out, you know, just at the same time as all of you guys about this offer.
Right.
But right now I'm just focusing on basketball. And, you know, if they don't make it to the Final Four, then she's definitely going to be there, she said. But, I mean, right now, obviously, she's focusing on basketball. But there has been one big discussion is about this money, about how it's $5 million. But if she goes into the WNBA, you're not getting paid that much.
True.
So
true.
That's why there's a little bit of a heated conversation going on right now on social media for that. So
True. Which I do think they need to pay professional women athletes
Absolutely.
In general more. But the WNBA needs to work on that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I mean, Ice Cube, he ain't going nowhere, girl. Like, you know, like, you just wait a couple years, do your thing, play with the Hawks, and then you always have a place there to land. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember watching the Pat McAfee show the other day, and they had they had Ice Cube on.
I cannot watch that show.
I watched the clips on Twitter, honestly. Like, just this, I don't watch the full thing, but I'm like, oh, he's talking to Ice Cube. He's talking about the big three. Apparently, Ice Cube was like, yeah, we wanted to keep that, like, out of the public, just so she could focus on the tournament. But then,
how do you keep that a secret?
That didn't happen.
That's such a big deal.
Show, first of all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with C. Like, don't worry. Ice Cube ain't going nowhere. Like, you don't need to go from the Big Ten to the Big Three. Like, just finish out your time with Iowa and then go get a title, because that lives forever.
Which I think is very realistic.
Oh, 100%.
Happening. Yeah. I don't know how you stop her. She's such a dynamic player.
Baller.
Yeah. She's crazy good. But you know what's not crazy good?
What?
Is my March Madness bracket.
Because
now we're transitioning to that. Well, before I get into my whole entire thing, how are your guys' brackets doing?
No, I want you to get into your whole entire thing.
We need to start with you, Davis.
All right. Well, I have actually images to go along with this.
Show everyone.
I was really proud of my ESPN bracket this past week, before yesterday. So I'm going to talk about before yesterday. So coming into this, I didn't think I had a good bracket at all. But I looked at ESPN. There's my
ESPN fan 591.
Obviously, I forgot to put my name down. But out of 20 million people, I was in the top 12,000.
Wow.
And
very good.
In SportsCenter, I was ranked in the top 1,000.
Whoa.
So I was hyped.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You should be.
I was hyped. I was feeling really good about myself. And
gave
I'm
you
like,
a little
wow.
fire emoji too.
You know,
there.
I can, give me a little fire. You know, I was
doing all that.
I don't know how. I don't know what was going on. I felt confident about it.
You should be.
Yesterday.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
UNC ended up getting upset.
Oh, yeah.
And I think two other teams did, too.
Arizona
and so
went down.
Arizona. Yep.
Bear
I know
down.
That.
Bear down.
All the way down.
Bear down. So, those numbers you saw right there, let me give you an update
on
where they are right now.
Where are they
so
now?
I'm now in the top 25. I went from 1,000 to 25,000 and from 12,000 to 418,000. So
ESPN fan 591.
I know. So it's
okay.
He's
just like us.
So now
he's just like us.
I have the screenshots.
I'm just
to
a girl.
Remember. Oh, I saw your tweet. That was so good. So anyway, that's why it's been rough. You know,
it has been rough.
Okay. You're with every other person here
memories.
In this building and most people who that ever did a bracket.
Exactly.
The fact that
it's
you
rough.
Got that high at one point is a win.
That
because
right?
I've never sniffed that close.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was crazy. How about you guys?
Generational what? Run by ESPN fan 52478.
I'm getting like always very remember that Colorado number. Vibes
always
from
remember
right
now. That number.
Yeah. I'm getting the real first Deion four, Sanders from you.
First
Deion
4 weeks Sanders. Of the season, they're national champions.
Y'all thought he was cooking. And then, 2 week 5.
And they're losing the ASU.
And then they're losing. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's where mine is, though.
Yeah. In our league with our photographer Corbin Gregory.
Oh, you're up there.
You are up there.
I was in.
I checked it earlier.
Third.
I saw you in second at one point.
I was in second, third.
Yeah.
Kawano is in second,
fifth,
right?
And now I'm in sixth. Oh, Lynn Kawano is in third.
I guess she chose Clemson to go far. Corbin was telling me. Which
one
is,
of
like,
hers,
crazy.
I think. Or yeah. She has Clemson in her final four. That's in second
wow.
place.
It's something we did.
UConn, yeah. Clemson, Purdue, Duke.
That
well, all
is
of her
like
teams
four
are
teams,
still in
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And like teams of, nobody would thought.
Of course, Lynn has a Final Four that's still alive. Because mine right now is almost. I have Duke and Purdue. I had Arizona in my Final Four. And I had San Diego State in my Final Four. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in our league, I'm in 11th and 24th, so not great, but I'm just a girl.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl.
I'm just a girl. But, I mean, it's not going to get better. It's fine. Unless UConn wins the whole thing, but even then, I don't go see myself going that much farther up. So both mine are busted, and that's okay. It was fun while it lasted.
It was fun.
But, I mean, it goes by too fast.
It
also.
Does.
It does,
just the way basketball tournaments work, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You know, I saw today, there's still like a perfect bracket out there.
That's crazy.
I saw a number one person. They called North Carolina State winning today. So they called that one. And then
is
they also
like
called UNC. Well, maybe they messed up like earlier on in like the first round or something. But
unreal.
Right now, they called North Carolina State and also like UNC losing
that's
as
crazy.
Well.
Wow.
I'm like, how do you call that? Like, how do you,
that's
like,
crazy.
That is
how
crazy.
Does that happen?
I will say I'm in sixth place right now, and like I have this like silent battle. I've never talked to him about it in this league, but our TMP, Theo, I've been leapfrogging him in the top five, and now he's at fifth and I'm at sixth, and I can't stand that.
You guys are going to just keep going back
keep
and forth.
Keep going back and forth.
That'll be my win for the season.
Just beating him?
Yeah, because I know I can't beat Lynn, and like I feel like, I don't know, maybe Corbin will make a comeback, so... We'll see, but that's my enemy of the week.
Public enemy.
Public
number one.
Enemy number one.
She's just a girl, though.
I'm just a girl.
She's just a girl.
People watching this are like, I don't get it.
Like, I'm like the comments are like, well, obviously.
Well, obviously. Like, okay.
I'm gonna be so confused.
I just love that. Like, you'll never back away from like a tweet you send out. You just quote tweet it with something else, like when you.
I mean, because at that point, everybody saw it.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
World,
yeah.
Exactly. I like the whole world saw it, but a lot of people saw it.
Exactly.
And so, what am I gonna do? Like, I might as well
own it. You stand on
it.
Business.
I stand on business. I'm just a girl, and then we move on, and we did.
Period.
There it is, folks.
Thank you again to Davis Pittner for joining us.
Context. And Kyle too, but I say period almost after every sentence, like in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to get Davis to say it for so long.
It feels like he's been fighting it, but...
He's wanted to. There were times I was like, it's coming, and it didn't, and it finally did. So mark the day, folks.
It is... March 29th, 2024.
Mark it.
Period. Period.
We can all go home now, honestly.
Yeah, episode's over, I guess.
Yeah, that was over.
That was a good little walk-up,
too.
Good. That was pretty smooth for how...
Period!
Period! Period. For how confined the space is.
I know, I thought I was going to trip.
Yeah.
I really did.
There's a lot of lights and
so many hazards over here.
If the alarm goes off, I'd be tripping over stuff and, like...
Yeah.
The door would like somehow get locked.
Same.
Wouldn't be the first time I get locked into. Again, side story. We have an audio booth that we record all of our voiceovers for in the studio. And one day I was going to record my audio for a story and the door just would not open. So
it was locked up.
Thankfully, I had my phone, called Sienna, and we almost had to call the fire department because it would not it would not budge.
I don't know if we would get to that.
It was getting to that.
Oh, I was like, call the SWAT team. Call the special forces.
Call the SWAT team.
No, it was crazy because so Kyle called me, and I was like, oh, like, my immediate thought was, like, obviously you're not opening the door right. Like,
yeah, like
you're dumb. Like,
you're not smart.
You're not smart, Kyle. And so I was like, it's like little thing I have to deal with. So I go and I'm like, wait, the door really won't open. Like, I don't know how to get you out. So I look for Brooks, one of our managers.
Yep.
Nowhere to be found. I look for a couple of our engineers.
Nowhere to be found.
Brenda, our assignment editor.
I think
gone.
She was off.
Yeah.
She wasn't here at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then next thing you know, like, the entire newsroom barges in. Because I told somebody, Jesse, a.k.a. our friend, a producer here, and she told
the rest of
the
our
rest
producers.
Of the crew. And then next thing you know, like, every reporter, producer, like, everyone came in.
Yeah. Operation Save Kyle.
Operation Save Kyle. Thankfully, one of our meteorologists slash reporters, Ben Gutierrez, he actually got stuck in the night before, and he found a way to open the door. So he got me out. And then engineering subsequently took the door handle off. So now it's just a door with a...
Yep, because no one's going to get stuck in there anymore.
We learned our lesson, folks. And that was kind of a random segue, but...
All right, time for our last section. And, you know, we like to talk about things that are fun.
Yeah.
And you know what's fun?
What?
The eclipse is fun.
Oh,
guys,
the eclipse is
pretty isn't
cool.
The eclipse coming soon?
It is, I think, but I don't really know much about it, honestly.
I don't know that much about it either. Wait, if only there were someone that actually knew more about the eclipse.
Hey,
wait,
guys.
That's...
Whoa.
Hey, let's talk about it.
Yeah. It's Drew Davis.
That's Drew Davis right there.
What's going on, guys? I want everybody to know this was a Davis-requested story to talk about.
What a
eclipse.
Great name. All right.
I appreciate any time Drew Davis is on camera with us.
Yes. Dude, I love coming on every time.
Yeah, we love
absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Drew, eclipse
let's talk
is
about
coming.
It.
Let's talk about it.
So coming up this next week, we're going to be doing a bunch of stories on the total eclipse that's happening over the continental U.S. And the solar eclipse is happening on April 8th. 2024. It's going right over Texas. Arkansas, Illinois, Arkansas. All the way up towards New York and Maine. It's going to be pretty cool. There's already a bunch of events planned across the U.S. And fun fact, the school that I grew up going to has already canceled school.
It canceled school?
They canceled school. They're in the path of the totality. And there's just so many people expected in the Dallas area that there's... It's going to, like, the infrastructure is not going to be able to handle it. I-35 is going to be shut down. It's going to be crazy. But, yeah, it's coming up pretty soon. We're going to be able to see it here in Hawaii as well. It's only a partial eclipse, and it happens that morning. So April 8th, if you look out eastward, you should be able to see it.
Nice. I mean, I was watching a couple of national packages that we've been running throughout the week, and a lot of them are saying you need specific glasses.
Yes, you do need eclipse glasses if you are going to be watching it. I don't have them with me.
Yeah, well, where can I buy some?
So if you order them now, you probably can get them on Amazon shipped here. Since it's a very small partial eclipse, I think it's a 17 to 20% chance or coverage here in Hawaii. It's probably not as available, so it's probably need to get them online.
Okay.
I know in the past they've done partial eclipse glasses, at the Bishop Museum and stuff like that, but I don't know if they're doing that this year. But next week, we've got a bunch of stories coming up talking about the eclipse. Very excited. Very excited about it, yeah.
The graphics wizard over here.
He really is. If you guys haven't seen his videos, make sure to check him out.
The graphics wizard.
What is it? It's Drew Davis WX.
Drew Davis WX.
On Instagram. DDWX on
TikTok.
TikTok.
Did you guys see my Minecraft one that I did?
I did not.
The Minecraft. Yeah.
Yeah,
that one was good. He was like, wow. So disappointed.
Yeah.
Really be on people.
It really do be.
It really be. All right.
Drew, I do have to ask about the eclipse. How does this affect Purdue's run in the NCAA tournament?
Is that what you guys talked about today?
We were talking about that.
A&M lost.
Giggum Ags.
Look at there. But I watched them play against UH, and like you know how they went into overtime.
I didn't know.
Controversial.
Yeah. We're going to fill you in on a little controversial topic here between the University of Houston and the University of Hawaii.
Oh.
Go both.
Did I said UH. I didn't realize. Yeah.
Both teams.
I know you from
Texas. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's uncharted territory here.
Wow. My parents went to the University of Houston. And so I grew up saying UH.
Yeah.
And so now I'm over here.
But that's not any fault to you.
No,
it's not. Because if the roles were reversed and I went there, I would say UH and mean Hawaii. So.
Yeah.
There's like, I think the thing it goes is like both schools refer to themselves as UH. Mm-hmm. And then the, like, so if I go to Houston, when I'm talking about UH, I say U of H and then vice versa. Mm-hmm. So there's always been that big, like, discrepancy between the two. And then I think in 21 or 2022 the football teams played each other in the Albuquerque New Mexico Bowl.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
It was cool because it was like Christmassy. They wore all red.
It was the UH Bowl.
It was the UH Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't even realize. Well, A&M lost to the University of Houston.
Giggum.
So I was sad. But I didn't do a bracket this year.
On the eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we lost. So.
That's okay.
It's all right. Your real sport has started now.
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball.
The Rangers won.
Texas Rangers.
Rangers won opening day.
So
the Astros lost.
That is a win for baseball.
That is a win
for all of us.
But yeah, World Series champs, Texas Rangers.
Yeah, they did the ceremony, right? Mm-hmm. The banner ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It's always cool. I didn't really pay attention to opening day, truth be told, but I will claim
same here. Yeah,
no cards from family.
I think Shohei got like what, two hits, or like
His first at bat at Dodger Stadium, it was a double, but then like he got caught between second and third,
he
got chased down.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was his first at bat. Like,
did you guys talk about the Shohei thing last week?
Like a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
We don't have to dive into it.
Yeah,
we don't have to dive into it.
Very controversial. I mean, it was more just funny because I was the one that was like, let me apply to be
the interpreter.
Two semesters.
All right.
And then we also, it's funny, we talked about it last week. Like, I don't think we'll find a way to talk about Shohei for a third straight week.
There's always a way to talk.
No, there's no way.
Here we are.
There's no way. I mean, because, especially when we have our...
Oh, no.
Drew, have you seen this?
Saw the clip that you guys posted last week, so I saw this photo. It's very funny.
I thought I deleted everything, but this somehow is still on the timeline. It's still on the timeline.
I feel like we could probably do a new edit now. Like, I don't... like, me and him, yes, Avi. But, like, maybe not at the airport and in a club dress.
There's a different scenario. We'll find a different Shohei picture.
That's that's his wife, right?
On the right, yes.
Yes.
They're the same picture.
Corporate asked us to look at the difference between these two pictures. It's the same picture.
It's the same.
Okay. Oh. Well, I hope that you and Shohei end up together.
Oh, thank you. We should have you on more.
Drew Davis ships.
Showtime.
Or Shoenna.
We'll
work on it. Sitani.
Sitani.
But no, Drew, we appreciate you always coming on, no matter what.
Yeah, I know the eclipse isn't very sports related. But it's overtime, right?
You know? It is overtime. Yeah.
Working overtime on overtime.
Any
overtime.
Excuse to get Drew Davis on the podcast.
Next time we'll have like a pancake story or, you know.
That's still. Did you watch that?
I did, and I was in tears.
It was.
That was probably. Yeah, that was the best.
It was so hot in here. I feel like we were delirious.
Oh, it was so hot in this room.
It sounded like there was a gas leak in here. You guys are like slowly like losing your mind.
Oh yeah, it was bad. It's just going downhill. Started the show off strong.
With my phone call and then
that was pretty creative.
That was funny.
And then Drew throwing like your face like on the ground.
Right. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye forever.
He hung up really fast too. It was funny.
I did, yeah. I was like, we gotta go.
I think I said like, have a great show, guy. Like, okay, cool.
Nice.
Got things to do.
Did running businesses.
I know, it was good. Well, Drew,
yeah,
thanks for coming on. Appreciate it as always. Yeah.
Thanks for having me to talk about the eclipse, guys.
Of course, we want to showcase the work.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Right. Stay tuned for next week. Yeah. Stories coming up.
Yeah. So, Drew. All right, Drew. Thanks so much for coming on. Be sure to check out his stories coming out next week. So. I think it's time to skedaddle.
See ya, Kyle.
Was that gone?
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait,
he's gone. Wait a minute.
He's gone.
What just happened there?
I don't know, but that was super cool. Appreciate
it's like we learned about the eclipse and then like, our teacher just left.
Our teacher vanished in thin air.
Almost like the eclipse is going to do. Yeah, and the weather,
and my
everything.
Bracket.
And our brackets.
Bracket, yeah. Speaking of special reports and projects, yes. I do want to give before we get out of here, because we had such fun with this episode. Let's talk about it, Davis.
Let's talk about it.
The Ook. Davis Pittner has been working on this documentary for the better part of, it feels like 2 years.
It has felt like 2 years, but yes, it has. It's been a year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a year in the making. The Ook, Hawaii's Instrument, that is the title of it. It's a documentary that I've been working on for the past year. I started it actually around this time last year.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. Just very brief summary about it. I'm big into documentaries, and so I was looking for something to do, and I saw Billy V come in with an artist who had an ukulele. And so I'm like, you know, kind of a cool history project if I were to do that.
Yeah.
So did research into it. I met a collector here of ukulele, and he has probably the rarest collection in the world of like 1800s ukulele, the very first ones made here. And so he talked to me about this project, about how he's teaming up with the Hawaii State Archives to record these instruments and save their sound. So first time ever doing this, I interviewed like 10 musicians, a historian, the collector, the studio manager, like so many people, which is why it's taken so long. But it's crazy, guys.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You guys, Davis has worked
so hard
on this. Like, he has so many projects going on in his normal life, normal job.
Mm-hmm.
And then to do this all on his own time and running out to interviews and bringing people in. And then the editing, like we saw his editing, like project.
Yeah.
It's different colors, like different, like it's crazy. Yeah.
Gave me a panic attack.
Seriously. It was crazy. Yeah. So shout out to this guy. We want everyone to come watch and support when.
How do we watch?
April 1st, next Monday, it's going to be airing on K5 at 5:30.
Yay!
And then it'll be online. Okay. Wherever you get your videos, it'll be a podcast.
Oh.
And just like this podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be anywhere you can find it, on Spotify.
Nice. Apple Podcasts.
I was kind of blanking for a second.
That's all good.
YouTube, just everything. It's going
to
be everywhere.
Cool, dude. I can't
I
wait
hope
to
you
watch
guys can
it.
Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Wait to watch it. That's April 1st on K5 at 5:30, April 1st, and that's no joke. It's going to be a really good documentary. That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was
it took me a second, and then I'm like,
this
what if this was actually all just a joke and my documentary wasn't airing? and they were playing a joke on me.
Would be.
Wait a minute.
I don't
minute.
Think I'd see you at work the next day. Like, you
I probably wouldn't.
H&N Overtime crew is on site.
It's on site.
We're pulling up right now.
On site. We're going straight upstairs. Like, pull up.
That's a really brutal joke.
Yeah, that's super mean.
Yeah.
Like, they just play, like, a random.
That'd be crazy.
Like, in the time slot. I wouldn't. Oh. I can't even imagine
We'll see.
But no, I watched a snippet of, I think, the intro before the title card. And, man, does it look good.
Thank you.
Cinematography, the editing, the sound design. I love a good doc that has good sound.
Some good sound?
Oh.
Well, you were going to love this one.
I love a good Nat sound.
99% of it is the ukulele playing.
That's all we need. And then I watched the title card, and this guy, like Santa said, is a rock star. Director, editor,
producer.
You guys
are hyping me up way too much.
No, he's great.
Well, thank you, guys.
Chef, bartender.
Whoa.
I mean, the list goes on, right?
I don't know how to make a spinach dip, though.
Please. I didn't even...
Will that go away?
Yeah. The spinach dip, man... What a time that spinach dip had. It lived a good life in my fridge. It missed the Super Bowl. It missed the majority of its life, but it's okay. Bowl lives on in my trash can.
You still had my vote.
Thanks, Davis. Everybody else did way more. Like, Mark Carpenter made a whole steak.
Jennifer Robbins.
Jennifer Robbins put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Jelani put in a lot of work. I look like a college student making a TikTok. Like, what's up, guys? Coming to you from my dorm room.
I thought that was really good, though.
Thanks, man.
I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. Be sure to guys check out the Ukoi's instrument April 1st on K5 530. And then, again, on digital platforms wherever you get that. And speaking of digital platforms, you should check out this episode of H&N Overtime or any of our previous episodes on our digital platforms, either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or if you get the rest of our podcasts with the video version on the H&N YouTube channel in the podcast folder. You just find H&N Overtime. It's all there. And be sure to follow the Instagram. That's H&N Overtime. No spaces.
No spaces, Kyle. No spaces.
We're there.
We're right there.
We're right there. Not a single space. No blank spaces.
No blank spaces.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a couple episodes.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah, there's going to be a QR code there. It's going to pop right back up like we've been doing. Thank you so much for listening and watching. For Santa Pilatin, Davis Pittner, I'm Kyle Chinin. Aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.